Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Mark Epstein, who's CEO at Mobile Streams. How are you today, Mark?
I'm great, Zach. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't had the pleasure of interviewing you for a couple of months, so maybe you can fill us in terms of what Mobile Streams has been doing since, November, something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Look, first of all, Happy New Year. I hope you had a good break. Hope you had a good time. So coming on to Mobile Streams, we have just announced a great deal, spectacular deal, with Cadiz Football Club in La Liga, our first team in La Liga in Spain, one of the biggest leagues in the world. So we're really proud of that. There was a lot of work that went into that. That's a tough league to get into. Very competitive in the NFT space, very competitive in the digital merchandise space. But to break into that with Cadiz, which has an amazing fan base, it's got a growing international fan base as well. We're really pleased with that achievement. A lot of work went in with the team to deliver that. So we're really pleased to be able to deliver that for the business, for the shareholders, for everybody, and obviously we can't wait to get started producing the products and delivering on that contract. Broadly in general, it's been a very busy period for Mobile Streams. There's been a lot going on. I was just looking back at actually the deal flow that we've done since just the 14th of November. I think we've done around $12 million worth of target revenue deal flow in just the last less than the last couple of months, since the 14th of November. We did Gabby Lopez, the number one golfer in Latin America, female golfer in Latin America. And I'll come on and talk a little bit about that. We did EFC, the Extreme Fighting Championship in Africa, South Africa, the largest combat league in Africa, with viewing figures equivalent to the UFC in America. We announced actually just towards right at the end of the year, you know, we renewed the IGS contract, continuing on with that for at least another 6 months. And obviously, as I just mentioned, we signed Cadiz. We add all that up, that's $12 million worth of target revenue in less than 2 months. So we've been busy and we are still extremely busy. Where we are at now is a really exciting phase for the business. We've got good contracts that we've signed throughout last year. We've announced Cadiz just now. And now it's about drops. It's about delivering revenue against those contracts. It's about ramping up the marketing, ramping up the delivery. And I think very soon, you know, in the very sort of near term, the short term, people are going to start to see some amazing products that we're going to deliver, some amazing utility rewards. There's going to be similar stuff that we've done before, but there's going to be a lot of products, a lot of services, a lot of things that are quite different. I don't want to sort of preempt the marketing. We've got some apps. We've got some of the greatest sports experiences that these clubs, that these sports people, that their fans could ever have got. Absolutely amazing experiences people can get if they buy these digital merchandise products, our NFTs, and people will soon be able to see what that is. They'll soon be able to see the price points. They'll soon be able to see the volume of NFTs. So we have our plans set, certainly for this quarter, and then we've got pretty firm plans for next quarter as well, and then throughout the rest of the year. We're ready to sort of rock, if you like. And I think, certainly from the market's point of view, our database point of view and the fans' point of view, I think there's a lot of anticipation to see the types of products we're launching and the price points and what we're going to start selling. So for us in the business, incredibly exciting time. It's been an awful lot of work going on, not just in the marketing planning and the sort of commercial side, but also in the tech side. So I think one of the things we announced last year was that obviously we're going to be also offering products on Ethereum, on Polygon, and there'll be a massive update coming very soon to both the website and the tech platform, and the way that people can buy the NFTs, people can use other multiple platforms to buy them, credit cards to buy them, and things like that. And we're going to be doing an awful lot. So we can't wait really to show people what we've been developing, tech, products. We're really pleased to now be in La Liga. Strategically, it's massive. You know, we are probably, once we get firing, we're going to be the number one provider of digital sporting merchandise, NFTs in Mexico, in Latin America, possibly. We've then got the African market and the Spanish market. So we now really got a good global presence with more to come. I think there's an awful lot this year that will happen as well as the Mexican League, the top league, a lot of the teams start playing a lot more with the MLS teams in North America. That's starting this summer quite a lot of games. So there'll be a massive rise in the ability to market products in North America as well. So there's just a lot going on. And I'm just very excited, I think, along with the rest of the team.
Right, just to follow on from what you've said and described the landscape, very well. You've announced, or you announce on a regular basis, high profile deals with entities, normally in the sporting area, let's say. But this is the stock market. People are worried about, pounds, shillings and pence. I mean, how much does it mean to you when you sign up somebody like Cadiz, or you sign up a Mexican football team or a golfer? What does that mean in terms of the bottom line for Mobile Streams?
Yeah, I think it means a lot. I think it means a lot. I mean, obviously we have to deliver product. We've delivered already well over six figures worth of product into the market. And obviously we have to then make a return on these contracts. But that is about to start in a bigger way. We've already started doing it. So I think, first of all, there's already been a return on these contracts. We've already started driving significant revenue through them. But that is about to ramp up in a massive way as we go full force, if you like, launching across all our brands. If you think, let's just go back. Sometimes, even in the team, even in the company, we have to go back. Heroes NFT Club only launched in September. It's only been going 4.5 months. We've already got all of these brands on board. We've already done launches. We've already driven revenue. But we've only done that, the revenue and the launches, on two brands, Pumas, just, first little drops, and Mexico National. We haven't even fired a sort of shot in anger on any of the others. And of course, now they're all about to start. Every single team, Pumas, Necaxa, Atlante, Gabi, EFC, Cadiz, all of these brands are about to start firing. So everything we've got, and I think it's really important to sort of look at that. It means a lot to us because obviously we have internal revenue targets and we want to make sure we're not just hitting them, we're beating them. I think the work that's gone in with the clubs, and it's an awful lot of work, and I think people don't realise, we're not the only people working with them. They have huge brands like Nike or Adidas or whoever paying the millions, you know, way more than we are, other people. But when people see, I think, what we've managed to achieve in the partnership with the rewards we can give fans for these NFTs, the level of experience, not just meet and greets, not just VIP visits to the stadium or a little lunch, way above, like, you know, things that if it was my club, I'd be like, my God, you know, God knows what I'd pay for that. So I think we're able to start to see the level of integration we have with the clubs, with the sports people. I mean, Gabby's playing next week, you know, in a tournament of champions, celebrity tournament as well in Orlando. People will start to see, I think, and then the work that takes to achieve is, you know, is a lot. But now we have all that. We've done that groundwork. We've got all that. We've got everything now with the clubs. There's some really exciting marketing that's going to start to come. We're still going to start, you know, really, we're sort of changing the pace of things. So, you know, it means a lot. But you know, it's not just a case of you sign a contract. And no NFT company does this. You know, some of the big boys takes months and months, 6 to 8 months before that, from signing a contract to launching the NFTs. We're actually doing it much quicker than that. But you have to integrate with their schedule. You have to integrate. We have filming days where we film with the players, film with the club, you know. We have to plan that with them. You know, they're not just going to drop their training session and do our filming day. So we've had to do all that, get our filming days done, get all the players. There's loads of stuff that obviously goes into running a business that you don't see. And then obviously with people away at the World Cup or away on holiday and stuff, you know, we have to take into account. So we have to plan really carefully. But our window is about, you know, our window for delivery is about to open, and that will be continuous. So it will just be continuous throughout the year, multiple territories, multiple time zones, exciting products, everything from combat sports to football to golf, more to come. Obviously, we're looking at other deals. We'll talk about last year, just briefly off the NFT space. Obviously, we more than doubled our revenue in 2022. We hit our, you know, since we took the company over, since we saved the company from collapse, since we came in and saved it, one of our first targets has been, let's get £1 million worth of revenue on the ball type thing. And at least last year, that was something that we really, really wanted to do. So we hit that. So we were really pleased to have done that. And I think we're going to go from strength to strength, hopefully, this year. There's a lot of excitement around what we're doing in the sporting world. A lot of people have seen us now going to La Liga. It's like, wow, these guys are serious global players. You know, there's a lot of interest within the industry, I would say, in what we're delivering, the brand we're building with Heroes NFT Club, and how we're evolving it, and what we've managed to achieve. And so, as I said, there's a lot of excitement around the products that are about to be launched. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great 2023 for us. Hopefully we're going to, you know, look at what we've just done, you know, in the last 4.5 months with Heroes NFT Club, or 4 months or so. You know, let's check back in and see what we're going to do in the next four sort of thing.
So you think, just to summarise, 2023 is going to be an inflection year for you?
I think so. I mean, we're making investments, and now it's all about delivering. It's about, on those investments, it's about strategically growing our portfolio of clubs, sports people, and assets that we can then monetize. And then along with that, this year, I think it's very important we're delivering revenue against those contracts that we've signed. You know, we've delivered revenue thus far, but we want to significantly ramp that up. And we want to, you know, we want to get with our peers. You know, we've got companies, you know, Dapper Labs, Socios, they're worth billions in this space. We know the potential of where we're at. We can, if you compare ourselves to any measurable company in our space, it is just a fact we are absolutely massively undervalued. It's just if anyone takes any comparable business that has the contracts we've had, that is even delivered the tech platform we've delivered today, even delivered the revenue we have today, and you compare that to any other digital merchandise sporting NFT company or NFT company in our space, and the stage we were at, and you look at their valuations and you look, compare it to ours, there is no equivalent. It's mad. We are much lower for whatever reason it is, and it is what it is. But that's just the fact. So we want to realize the pent up value in what we're doing. And I think to do that, you know, we've got the plan to do that. And I think it's about delivering the action on that.
Mark Epstein, CEO of Mobile Streams. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.